Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of July 26th, 2024. Got a lot of great stuff coming up. Going to take some phone calls, going to play some music, going to premiere a song from a local 518 band, and going to talk about some shows coming up this weekend. So stick around, we're just getting started.
It's motherfucking Andy.
Just hanging around.
With some local motherfuckers in the Dazzle Den. If you're in a local band, then you're passing through town.
Stop by.
When the creepies come out,
you're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den.
Event. We're going to take a little trip down to Kingston, New York for Dutch Experts, Clock Serum, and Blood, 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 also with DJs Human and Karma Larva. That is Friday, 7/26 at 7 p.m. at the Dungeon in Kingston, New York. A $10 suggested donation with the profits going to the Palestinian Relief Fund. So again, Dutch Experts, Clock Serum, Blood, Blood, Blood with DJs Human and Karma Larva. That is Friday, July 26th at 7 o'clock at the Dungeon in Kingston, New York. And up next, also on Friday, this time at the El Dorado in Troy, is Jalen Mulgoth, Pillowwind, and No Such Thing as Ghost. Doors at 7 o'clock. Music starts at 8. It is a 21 and up show. $10 at the door. And No Such Thing as Ghosts actually on Friday are releasing a 6-song EP, and I have the privilege of getting the EP a little bit ahead of time so that I can play a song for you. So this is actually a premiere. They played this song live when No Such Thing as Ghosts were on Unsigned 518 proper doing a full episode. This is one of the songs that they did live in the studio, and that's why I'm choosing to play this one. But it is a 6-song EP. It'll be out on Friday, so tomorrow, I guess, as this episode airs. But in the meantime, here is a world premiere of No Such Thing as Ghosts of their new 6-song EP. This one is Wolf, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Take cover from the shade I'm throwing at you. I can never find a way to be someone. I could give you everything, and still you have your doubts. Took the words right out of my head. She said, she said, your eyes are looking a little more red. She said, whoa, oh, oh. You took the words right out of my head. She said, she said. Maybe I should wonder where you were last night. I'm over all the days I've waited for you. I could show you everything and never change your view. Took the words right out of my head. She said, she said, your eyes are looking a little more red. She said, whoa, oh, oh. You took the words right out of my head. She said, she said, your eyes are looking a little more red. She said.
Such Thing as Ghosts with Wolf off of their 6-song EP that is available everywhere on Friday, July 26th. All right, up next on Saturday, today I talked to Matt Malone. You may know him as a bass player for The Sugar Hold or Big Maybe or Adequate Phil. He's done work with Hold On Honeys and just a fucking all-around cool guy. So Matt reached out to me today and let me know that his band Zeffler is going to be playing at Chris's Mid-City Tavern in Menands on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And I think you should all go check that out. And I actually have a Zeffler song that I'm going to play for you right now so you can get an idea of what you're in for when you go see them at Chris's Mid-City Tavern in Menands on Saturday at 8 o'clock. So this one is called Across All Lies. It's Zeffler, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Zeffler with Across All Lies. And right now we're going to go to the phone and talk to Crosif Campbells of Short Straw Man Collective. I've been in touch with him a little bit over the last couple weeks, and he's got some shows that he's putting together. And, you know, we wanted to come on and tell all you guys about it. And he's got some really good things going on, real positive events focused on wellness and music and community. So let's go to the phone and see what's up with Crosif. What's up, Crosif?
How we doing? It's E4Fox very own Crosif Campbells on with my boy here on Sun 518. So I just wanted to call in and let everybody know August 2nd at the Lair. It's 6508, 6508, Route 209, Kerhonkson. We're having the Be Well, Raise Hell Festival. I'm super excited. We got A Day Without Love coming through on their tour with Secondhands. He's been touring all over the Northeast. He's stopping in. I'm super excited about that. We got local legends, Kick Out the Rouge, who've actually, they're homies. They've been on
the show, yep.
Yeah, and then we got Ramona Lane, who just, you know, the illustrious, they can do it all. And we're just trying to spread our radius out, you know, from 845-518, like eventually the Northeast, and that's it, you know? Hurricane Crosif, baby.
So that, you know, it's not coming up this week. It's coming up, what, you said August 2nd? So it's still a little bit of time. And if someone wanted to find out more information, where would they go to?
So you can come, you can definitely check out my Instagram at Crosif Campbells. You could check out A Day Without Love at A Day Without Love as well for his tour dates, which will include ours. The Lair on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as Crosef Campbell's. Yeah, and that's pretty much like where you can find this centered stuff. And then, you know, Hologram Jetson, Johnny Riot, those are all ads on Instagram. Check them out. Ramona Lane, the bands I mentioned, and Gether Grind, which I play drums in and rap a little.
Nice.
So we might be there on the second as well. We'll see what happens.
Cool. Well, it was nice to meet you and have you on the show. We've been, you know, going back and forth for a little bit. And certainly if you have any other events coming up and you want to let my people know and, you know, let the 518 know what's going on, don't hesitate to reach out and we'll link up again.
Yeah, I really look forward to it. I appreciate it. Let me say one thing before I let you go, just so people have an idea of the event. The whole premise is to support DIY and independent artists in the area, and this radius we're expanding. It's about how you got to be well to be able to raise hell. So we do have some other people coming in with some wellness and avenues, outlets, and resources in the area. And it is a positive experience. And then later in the evening, the boys will come on and take everyone home however they want. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate the time. Check us out on socials. 518 on
Sign. Well, thanks, Crosef. I appreciate that. And again, you know, you're welcome back on anytime. So check out Crosef Campbell. Really, really fucking cool event that you got going on. Again, the wellness and the positive mental health is really just the linchpin that holds everything together. You know, if you don't take care of yourself, can't really take care of business. So, Crosef, thank you so much. We'll check in with you soon.
You're the man. I love you.
All right, so that was Crosef Campbell's of Short Straw Man Collective. Go check them out. Definitely seem like a good time. So up next, we have an event called Brushstrokes and Beyond. It's live music, food trucks, community canvas, and a mural showcase featuring live music from TV Doctors and Seas Atlantis. And it is Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. And we actually have James Mullen of Seas Atlantis on the phone right now. We're going to check in with him and let him tell you all about it. James Mullen, how are you, man?
I'm good, dude. Just hanging in there, you know, got some stuff going on with the day job, just trying to hang with it while still keeping all the time to keep myself sane.
Nice. And then this weekend, Saturday, you've got Brushstrokes and Beyond with the TV Docs. Tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, so Brushstrokes and Beyond is a community event. It's completely free up at the Shirt Factory at Glens Falls. We're actually going to be in the parking lot of Rock Hill Bakehouse Cafe on one of the stages they usually set up on the Thursday food trucks. We're setting up with TD Doctors and my band Seas Atlantis, and we're both going to be doing like, I think, an hour-ish set from 5 to 7. And it's really just an event to celebrate the artists participating in this year's Muralthon, which is basically, I don't know if you've heard of Mural Garden at all.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
So Mural Garden is like the Shirt Factory and a couple of other local artists like Hannah Williams and Anthony Ricci, who's actually also the bass player in Loch Nine. They and a bunch of other arts and like the public art people up in Glens Falls. It's like a festival. They're trying to start like a public arts display like area with like trails and giant public murals on display on that entire neighborhood of town. And the idea is like, yeah, the idea is every year they're inviting like a handful of other artists from both like in the 518, but also beyond like downstate and Brooklyn, I believe, and even other areas. And they each like over the course of a week work on a new mural. And so like there was a few last year and there's three or four more this year. And I think the idea is by the end of a few years, there'll be a nice big like public arts park to just hang out in that part of Glens Falls.
I think art just so like, I mean, murals and shit, like on the side of buildings, you know, like most buildings are not like great to look at. They're just like brick or whatever. Like, I think a mural belongs
really
on like any building. That's my
Definitely.
Personal opinion, man. Like, art
Definitely. It brings so much
cities.
Life.
Yeah. Totally.
It's just like, and it's so vivid and such a fun thing to be a part of. It's right up in the Glens Falls Arts District. So it's going to be really nice to have that in that part of town. And a lot of those buildings and a lot of that neighborhood have been like historically kind of like neglected, and it's bringing some beauty to that side of town that I don't think otherwise would be brought. So it's really great to be a part of supporting that. And we're going to bring the noise for them and celebrate the artists who are doing such great work.
That is really cool. And that Saturday starts at 5. Music starts at 5 o'clock, or like the whole event pretty much kicks off then?
Music starts at 5 o'clock. I believe the event is basically like continuously going on at the Shirt Factory, in that parking lot throughout. Basically, what they did was they've brought in like shipping containers, covered them in paint primer, and given every artist like an allotted amount of space on the container to like work on their mural. So each one sort of like leads right into the next one, kind of like a museum display almost.
Nice. That's rad. Cool, man. All right. So that is Saturday. And then, you know, other than that, what is what's Seas Atlantis been up to or have coming up?
So we've been working on some new songs and stuff and working on writing. And as you know, the struggle.
I do.
Besides this weekend, we're taking the next week off. And then on August 10th, we're up at the Summerfest up at Scally's, the Summer Slam, that Rock Cabin Productions and House of M Entertainment are putting on. Seas Atlantis is going to be playing. I know Anna Cortez will be on.
Sweet.
Death Cult Pharmaceutical, Lex Naturalis. A ton of other bands. You could find it on online on any of our pages. I think we'll be posting about it soon. And August 24th, we're actually back at Unified Beer Works, so that'll be fun too.
Sweet. So new songs in the works. Is there like, and you guys do like everything yourself? You record everything yourself, right?
Yeah. Yep. Everything we've done so far has been completely DIY. Cody is our drummer and / main producer, with Luke also helping to clean some stuff up from time to time. And everything we do is completely, you know, self-managed, self-promoted, self-produced.
And I mean, you guys work hard. Like, you know, you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna take a week off. I'm like, fucking Shortwave haven't had a gig and like, you know, we took summer off. We're like, oh, we got to write songs, we need to take the summer off, like,
yeah,
you know.
Hey man, you know, we actually, when we've written in the past, we've meaningfully taken off, like taken a month off from playing out and like wrote, but we haven't really been doing that this time. We've sort of just kind of been, every time we have practice, we're coming up with some new ideas and we're throwing them in a Google Drive folder, and right. I think we're just gonna write till we're out of ideas, and then we're gonna get together and try to decide which ones fit together best, and we'll save the rest for whatever comes next.
Yeah, the way we're doing it is basically like the, you know, there's the six songs that are going to be on the EP, and we're just like at practice, you know, we pick two of them and just hammer the shit out of them, and then the next practice we pick another two and hammer the shit out of them. But I mean, we haven't even played the rest of the songs on our set list in a really long time, so that's why we needed the time, because we're like, yeah, once we come back, it's going to be like musical physical therapy. We need to get the the atrophied songs back in shape. But anyway, all right, well, cool. Well, it's always cool to talk to you, James. And you know, there's things on the horizon with you and I that we'll get to tell people about in the next couple weeks that I'm excited to talk about. Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna keep it fucking cryptic. It's like a real teaser.
Hell yeah.
But you know, I will say,
you're a radio guy, you know all about teasers.
I do, yeah. But certainly within the next couple weeks, we'll be able to talk about something really fucking cool that we are
a part
of. Yeah. So until then, I guess take it easy, James.
Yeah, you too, Andy. Great to catch up, man.
So that is James Mullen of Seas Atlantis, going to be playing with TV Doctors at Brushstrokes and Beyond this Saturday at 18 Curran Lane in Glens Falls. All right. So before we wrap it up, last week I had mentioned, you know, or asked rather, if anybody thought it was a good idea, if I just kind of played a song at the end of the episode that wasn't necessarily tied to an event going on in the immediate area, and not even necessarily a 518 band, just a local band, you know, 518 adjacent, even over in Vermont or Massachusetts, you know, Western New York, Northern New York, whatever. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song from a band called St. Vith. They're out of the Finger Lakes region, and they were actually coming through town last week, and we had talked about having them pop in the weekend spotlight and talk about the show that they had coming up, and there ended up being a scheduling conflict, and we couldn't make it work. But anyway, I had been listening to their music, and it's super fucking catchy, and I really like it, and I thought it deserved some more ears. So what I'm going to do right now is play a St. Vith song for you, and I suggest that you give them a follow on Spotify, you know, Instagram, all that. Give them some support, give them some love, show them how the 518 does it. But anyway, this is St. Vith. This song is called Chemistry, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Chemistry.
Oh, if I have the game.
Finger Lakes region, that is St. Vith with Chemistry. And that is it for this week's edition of Unsigned 5 and 8's Weekend Spotlight. And again, I'm just highlighting just a couple of things that are happening this weekend. And I always say to do your own digging and find out what's going on. And there's actually going to be a bit of a solution to that coming up. I teased it a little bit with James. And that's all I can say. But maybe even by the time next week's episode airs, everybody will know exactly what I'm talking about. But until then, I'm Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlights, and I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.